Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with the Top Third Ag Marketing Closing Grain Comments for Thursday, January 18th. Well, the pattern of lower lows and lower highs since report day last Friday have continued. We made new contract lows in the March corn, traded down to 436 and three quarters. We made a low in the December 24 corn going back to October of 2021. Also made new lows for the move in beans, taking out the report day lows. Also some new lows in the wheat in the most recent move. But on the slightly positive note, this is the first day since the report that the markets did all close higher on the day. So again, although we did put in lower highs and lower lows, today we finished at the higher end of the range across the board. So let's take a look at March corn. Finished up a penny and three quarters at 444, as I mentioned, a new low at 436 and three quarters. December corn finished up three quarters of a cent at 475 and three quarters, put in a new low for the move at 471, and that again is the lowest we've been since October, November of 2021. Going into the wheat, we've got the March Chicago contract finished up three at 585 and a half. We had a low at 73 and a quarter there. March Kansas City finished up 11 and a quarter, 605 and a quarter. We had a low there at 586 and three quarters. Minneapolis spring wheat, March finished up 7 3/4 at 688. Taking a look at March beans, finished up 7 3/4 at 1213 and a half. Took out that 03 report low and traded as low as 1201. November beans finished up 2 1/4 cents at 1191 and a quarter. 1186 was the report day low. We put in a low there at 1185 after bouncing back five or six off those lows. So again, we'll see if this is just a pause or if that selling pressure will continue. We've got that weakness in the beans, lower demand out of China, combination of reduced crushing margins. They're in the negative now, have been for a little bit, and also the decreasing demand for meal for the hog herd there, which has been reduced due to some African swine fever. So again, some issues with demand on the China side. Outside markets, not a whole lot changed from earlier. We've got the dollar trading up four ticks, 103.25. We've got crude oil trading up $1.51 a barrel at 74.07. That's almost $2 off the earlier low at 72.18. We've got the Dow Jones trading up about 150 right now. That market trading about 300 off earlier day lows. So a little strength in that market as well. We'll have to see here what type of risk on sort of momentum goes into all the rest of these markets. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.